Good morning, Jackson, Mississippi, and all surrounding areas. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, the maitre d' of chaos around here, I reckon. Oh, man, if you want to chime in to the show this morning, the Guns and Gear text line. It's already on fire, man. Been talking to a fella since I started this show just about, and I never even asked who it was, man. I just like carrying on good conversation, and I was like, hey, by the way, who is this, man? He's like, this is Paul. I was like, oh, man, I won't tell his last name, but I was like, oh, man, I had no idea that's who I was talking to, man. I've known this guy for 20 years, I think, sitting here having a conversation with him, didn't even know who it was. So anyway, the Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944, and I would love to hear from you guys there. And I look, I'm the only person up here who gets this particular text line. I get people that ask me all the time, hey, does Kim get these? Does Mike get these? Does Jameson get these? And look, I forward text to all of them if there's something related to them. But we are going to eventually get a station-wide text line, and it's kind of up to me to set it up, and I've been dragging my feet. So right now, this is just a Clay Edwards Show exclusive, but it won't be forever. Let's see here. The Mac Hike of Flowood phone line, 601-879-0002. We'll start taking calls after the first segment. We'll also have Anson Walker in the studio with the Walker Lifestyle, do our weekly health and fitness segment. But hey, me and Anson talk about all kind of stuff, and y'all are welcome to chime in if you have any health, dietary, life coach questions. Anson is your guy. But until he gets here, we're going to go scorched earth on Jackson, Mississippi, because as much as I love to talk about national stuff, I know what you guys tune in here for. You tune in here to hear me be Save Jackson on the radio, and that is what I'm going to give y'all, is Save Jackson on the radio. The people have spoken, and I have listened. So let me tell y'all a quick story. Y'all know I've kind of been dabbling into the TikTok realm, because I figure if we're going to try to change younger, the generation coming up, we need to take our message to where they're at. And the younger generation is on TikTok and Instagram and places like that. I even had a conversation with my pastor about this very thing. I was like, I don't have any interest in like looking at TikTok videos, but if I can put my message on there and get it out to a younger generation and they become fans of the Clay Edwards Show, or at least start hearing the conservative message or hearing some truth outside of hip hop music and pop music and whatever, wherever else they're digesting their news from or getting their pop culture stuff from. So I've gotten over 1 million views in less than a month. It has been my most impactful platform in a short amount of time. So it is working. I'm seeing screenshots of my face pop up in other places and other news feeds of people I don't know. So I know that the message is getting out there. Well, I got put in TikTok jail last night over a video. And I'm going to tell y'all what it is. And this is an indictment on Jackson. It was simply, the video was me reading the press release from JPD about do not drive alone and do not drive at night in Jackson, Mississippi. Not do not drive alone at night. It is two different things here. It is do not drive alone anytime and do not drive at night in Jackson, Mississippi. Not if you're a man or a woman, just period, you know. So I did a video just, hey, let me condense this information down for people who don't want to read this whole press release and get it out there and try to help some people. TikTok deleted my video for misinformation and basically being fake news. It's so outlandish that even the social media platforms thought I was making it up, that the city says, we have to not drive at night or drive alone. That is outrageous to me. That is outrageous. But hey, that is Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, they've put out a warning saying that what am I trying to say here? I'm sorry, I got a text that kind of threw me off a little bit. It said they put out a warning talking about these bump and runs or these bump and carjacks, whatever you want to call them. Where, you know, if you're sitting at a red light or anywhere, a stop sign, somebody bumps into you, just go. Just go, leave the scene of the accident, call 911, you know, or at minimum get to a well-lit, well-populated, well, what could be deemed as a safe area. And I, look, man, I don't know that there is a safe area in Jackson, is there? I mean, what are you going to do, pull over to Jackson gas station? They kill you at those. There is no, quote unquote, safe area. And I mean, I hate that, but it is what it is. So anyway, it's so outlandish here in Jackson, Mississippi right now that TikTok is deleting videos of me reading press releases for safety driving tips from the JPD. You can't make it up. And what actually got me in jail was they deleted my first video talking about it. So I did another video talking about this, what I'm saying to y'all now. They deleted it too, and I got a 7-day, I got my account got suspended for 7 days. So again, I have no ambitions on being a TikToker or anything like that. I'm just trying to reach a younger generation, you know, people my daughter's age in their 20s, and let them know, hey, here's what's going on. These may not be people that are doing the Facebook like us 40-year-olds, almost 45, do it. So just some food for thought there, man. That's how wild it is out there in Jackson right now. So, all right. Something else I wanted to hit on this morning. There was a – let's talk about miscommunication in Jackson, not misinformation. So I started getting – hey, look, man, when you run a platform the size of Save Jackson between Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and all this – and you put out the amount of content that I put out on a daily basis, and on top of doing the radio show, which I think this is the biggest part of all that, the Clay Edwards show here. People, they trust me with information. They trust that if they see something out in the streets that they don't think the press is covering or whatever, they trust me to send that information out there. So I do. And I get it out there. And I'm trusted with a lot of good stuff. So I got some information yesterday about a girl who got killed in Jackson. I got sent an Instagram story. The girl was at the scene of this incident. And they were picking up car parts and this and the other. She was crying, talking about her friend being killed by guys and how she can't have nothing. You can't have nothing in the city without people trying to rob and kill you. And then I got some more information. I found out who the girl was. So I put a post out there. And I did a video, you know, just say, here's what appears to have happened here. Homicide 85 has happened in Jackson. It is a young girl. She apparently got a check of some sort a couple of days ago, came into some money. She bragged about it on Instagram Live or Instagram stories. People saw that. They got her to come to a party. She got drunk. And then they robbed her. This is the way the story is being told by multiple people, not involved, but that are familiar with the situation. Not police either. These are like younger people out there in the streets. So I put the basis of the story out there. Then people start reaching out to me. They're like, here's what happened. Here's who she is. So on and so forth. And look, I don't want to talk bad about anybody that just passed away, but let parents and young people listening right now, let this be a lesson. This girl's last public Instagram post, it's a picture of her in a pose that I would say is probably not something she would want a parent or child to see down the road. But the caption read, "I'm good. My pee's still good too." And she typed it all the way out, and you can use your imagination what pee stands for. This is her last public post on the Instagram. But anyway, there was some miscommunication with JPD because I got people at JPD reaching out to me saying, hey, man, this didn't happen. And come to find out, I mean, it did. And then WLBT releases a story. Apparently WJTV did, too, talking about it. But we were 2 hours ahead of everybody on this to the point that people high enough up in JPD were not aware of it yet, or at least aware of how it unfolded. So, and they may walk it back today. They may walk this back today. We'll find out. And look, I know the phones are blowing up here. We'll take a call after this first break. If you want to call in, 601-879-0002 is the Mac Hike of Flowood phone line. This is the Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB. Tools when necessary. Man, y'all got these phone lines lit up. Welcome back to the Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by Lakeland Glass and Tint. If you need your home, car, or business windows tinted, if you need your vehicle wrapped or your windshield replaced, check out Lakeland Glass and Tint. They will get you taken care of. Just go to lakelandglassandtint.com or check them out in person right there on Lakeland Drive or on Flowood Drive. Quality matters. All right, on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Right, good morning, caller. You're on there.
Hey, while I think, you know, the whole TikTok thing, Facebook, all that's a great thing, we got to wake everybody up to this has been a bigger plan. I mean, in 1964, LBJ started this. Do you remember his famous quote? I'll have them voting Democrat for the next 50 years.
Yeah, he was right.
It's been going on for decades. So there's no one post we can do. I mean, what I'm saying is you got to keep at it, because they have been doing this forever, or for our lifetime.
Oh yeah, it's all gas, no brakes here. I can assure you, it ain't stopping with one post.
I agree. I'm talking to the listeners. Don't think you're just going to tell one person and wake one person up, and it's going to change. It's not that. You've got to be proactive and tell everybody that will listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Get to the top of a mountain, a milk crate, or wherever you can, and say it as often as you can.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you, sir.
Hey, appreciate it, brother. Have a good one. All right, let's take another call here real quick. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, Clay, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Oh, I'm going fine. Hey, I just want to tell you that most cities, you know, like, it's like 10 cities worse than Jackson come down to carjack, and so that warning they pull out.
No, that was based on cities with more than 200,000 people. That's the only reason Jackson ain't on that list. Jackson don't have 200,000 people.
Well, still, Jackson, I mean, that warning, I heard that warning was way before Jackson did. I mean, you go all the way up to Gary, Indiana, Camden, New Jersey.
Well, I'm not.
I mean, you can see 90 cities.
We don't live there.
They put that warning out telling people how to do that. I mean, just like they do the same warning when you're doing Christmas shopping.
All Democrat cities.
Don't do this.
They tell you don't drive alone. Don't drive alone?
Well, they're telling some people that they're scared coming just. I drive along every day. It don't bother me.
I don't know, man. I haven't gotten a notification from the Brandon or Pearl PD not to drive alone.
Well, Brandon Pearl PD is not bigger than Jackson.
Ran by Republicans.
It's like, they don't get there. Y'all keep begging for this stuff like it ain't gonna never happen. When it do happen, don't say where it came up from Jackson. The stuff spreads. Just like it spread from Chicago to the suburbs of Chicago. Like it spread from the Bay Area to the suburbs of Bay Area. It just ain't going to stay in the big city. They're going to spread sooner or later.
Well, the difference in it spreading into the suburbs here is we have an F around and find out policy in the suburbs around here, unlike Jackson.
So we don't have the same policy. I mean, we can protect our homes. I mean,
y'all don't have that in Jackson. Yeah, Jackson loves its criminals. Jackson loves its criminals. You are not allowed to offend a Jackson criminal.
They love their criminals. And people getting their civil rights violated.
No, they love their
so
criminals.
Don't say they love their criminals.
They want to stop police pursuits. They want their criminals to be able to come back to Jackson to a safe haven.
They don't want their criminals coming back to Jackson.
Yes, they do.
From Jackson.
They do too.
Keep y'all drugs out of Jackson.
Leave our criminals alone. Quit chasing them back into Jackson.
Keep y'all drugs in your own county.
To what?
Keep y'all drugs in your own county.
I thought that. Well, everybody's always told me that Rankin County folks are having to come over here to buy them. So
they come over to buy them, but where you think they get it from? You mean tell me you think Rankin County?
Well, you can't.
You can't keep them.
You can't keep them in Rankin County if you have to come to Jackson and get them. That don't make sense, Chris. I got to go, Chris. Thank you. All right, appreciate Chris calling in this morning. But we have a guest in the studio. Y'all know what time it is. We got Anson B. Walker. And, hey, look, man, if you guys want to text in the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. The Matt Kike of Flowood phone line is 601-879-0002. And real quick before I get to my guest in the studio, Anson, let me read a couple of texts let's see here. Got a texture says, yeah, tell Chris it does spread a bit like an infection, bacteria disease, and it's called Democrats. Yep, they do spread, but again, we have policies in place in Rankin and Madison County around here called F around, find out, you know, and we have great sheriffs and police chiefs for that matter. And let's see here. Felix says we should try to make this go national and get in touch with Fox News or some of these places and let them know what's going on with this policy in Jackson. This is unheard of, y'all. And people can say, I'm sorry, Anson, your mic's not on there.
No, you're good.
The people can say that, well, this is going on in Chicago. Well, that's really a city I want to be compared to. You know, they pick all these murder capitals of America. It's like, well, it's perfectly normal. This goes on there, too. All Democrat hellholes.
I encourage you, ask Randy Tucker how long he would put up with his crap. 0 seconds. That's your answer. You don't have to put up with it. And it amazes me. I heard your first segment, Clay. You're 100% spot on again, as usual. And it amazes me when you enable this stuff. It's almost encouraged now. It's just so bass-ackwards. But when you enable this behavior to take place, it's going to multiply times 1,000. That's what's happening in Jackson. And it blows my mind. You've got the inmates running the asylum, if you will. The insanity is running the asylum. And the only thing I can say is, if you bring that stuff to my house, you're going to leave with a bullet hole. Okay? You're not going to threaten me. You're not going to threaten the people I love at gunpoint by committing these crimes or bumping into my vehicle. No, it's not going to happen. And that's what has to take place. The citizens have to stand up in order to reverse this stuff.
I mean, you know, if you get bumped into, to hell with running, get out with your gun and start blazing.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah. You know, I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying. You don't have to make but about one or two good examples. You know, quit letting them make examples out of us.
That's right.
Start making examples out of them. You know, now if you're white, you can't do that. They will absolutely throw you under the jail. Self-defense be danged.
Yeah.
But if you're black in the city of Jackson and somebody bumps into you, you're good to go. You can defend yourself.
Yeah. And that's who's going to have to stand up is the African-American community is going to have to say enough's enough. And that's the only way it'll change.
You know, I compared it to a horror movie last week because I think Chris called in and said, you know, a lot of people in the community fear retaliation for standing up. Well, then y'all all need to get together and go drag them out of the house like Michael Myers and hold court in the middle of the street. And start doing that a couple times, and these fools will stop. Start holding their family members accountable.
Absolutely.
Make it uncomfortable for the grandmama.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's all extreme, but we're in an extreme situation. All right, we got another caller here on the Matt Kaika Flowwood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, good morning, Clay.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to bring something to your attention real quick. You notice the media is trying to downplay the link between monkeypox and the LGBTQ community. Now, when we tried to downplay things with COVID, they called it misinformation, and we were vilified. Now, when they mention that there are a growing number of gay men that are coming up with monkeypox, oh, but we don't want that to cause hysteria in the LGBT discrimination in the LGBT community, but that's where the disease came from.
You know, you're not allowed to bring attention to anything about the LGBTQ, especially trans community, because they say it can get them killed, Derek.
Oh, well, I guess I got 4 or 5 killed this morning. I don't know. You know I'm cynical. But, I just wanted to bring that up, Clay. And another thing I wanted to – is that Mr. Walker this morning?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Walker. I did 2.7 miles this morning.
Hey, that's awesome, my friend. Awesome.
Hey, I want you guys to read a book and watch the lectures of the late Dr. Miles Monroe, and you'll understand the mindset of the so-called black Democrat or black liberal in the city of Jackson. Miles Monroe bases his lecture off of the old Bible scripture given by King Solomon. Woe unto the land when a slave ascends to the throne of a king. He was basically talking about how far they had fallen, the children of Israel, when they left out of Egypt. Now that they had to just have kings over themselves, right?
Right.
So Miles Monroe based his lecture off of that, saying, but he rephrased it by saying, woe unto the land when a poor man ascends to the position of a politician. Because he doesn't use the power to enrich others, he uses it to enrich himself. Because he comes from a poor man's mindset, and when you look at the average liberal politician, especially in the city of Jackson. They came from nowhere. They virtually have no type of accolade or anything stellar about their entire lives. They either go into politics or ministry, and then they suck at both of them.
Man, I will check that book out. It's so funny you mentioned King Solomon, brother. I'm finishing a book right now called The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, King Solomon's Secrets to Success, Wealth and Happiness by Stephen Scott. And everything you just addressed is addressed in this book. And it's an incredible read. And I encourage you to read that if you get a chance.
We'll do. But hey, guys, like I said, Clay, am I allowed to call out a name of a former mayor?
Yeah, you can call anybody out on the show you want.
Well, take Tony Yarber, for instance. He's never done anything stellar his entire life. And Jonathan Lee, which I knew that I said the city of Jackson was going to rue the day that they didn't elect Jonathan Lee, a businessman, he told him the best thing he ever did for the school district was leave. Right? But somehow he's good at duping people in, you know, in other venues. I'm not going to disparage anybody because I don't like to label people. I'm only saying what's been reported. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So this gives credence to what I'm saying. When you grow up with a poor person, when you have a poor person's mindset, you feel like you're right in some type of wrong that never really affected you because you're only the product of your parents' good choices. Just like I was a product of my parents' good choices. My children are the products of mine.
Yep,
and that's
agreed.
All I had to say, Clay. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Derek. Thank you, brother. All right, let's take one more phone call here, and let's get into our weekly segment. Hey, caller, you're on the Matt Kiker Flowood phone line. Good morning.
Good morning, Clay. It's Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, bud. I heard you say earlier that Jackson PD and the city of Jackson has recommended if you get bumped that, you know, you drive to a safe area. So does that mean that I have to drive to Pearl or Flowood or Brandon or Madison or Clinton to, you know?
And if you run out of gas on the way, get out and start pushing your car. Just do not stop in Jackson.
Right, and I'm living on borrowed time since surviving COVID. So I've made up my mind, kind of like what you said, Clay, that if somebody bumps into me and they get out and come this way, that, you know, the best opposition, you know, the best defense is offense. So, you know, I might be the one to make that example out of somebody.
Well, I would love for you to say I heard it on the Clay Edwards Show when you do.
Absolutely, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs.
Clay told me to do it.
Right. All right, guys, y'all have a great day. Stay safe.
You too, brother. You know, and you know, here's the thing, Anson. The second that you know you blast some holes in some little thugs that decide to rear end you because they're going to take what's yours, and it becomes hit or get hit.
Yeah.
You know, like we used to say back in the day. The mama's gonna end up on the TV screaming, "Nah, my baby didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
My baby wouldn't do that. He just wanted to steal your car. He wasn't gonna hurt you."
Yeah.
Even though there'd been three bodies dead in vehicles in the driver's seat since Friday in Jackson, Mississippi. Because your baby wanted to steal my car, I'm just supposed to just let him.
Yeah, your baby is a bully with a gun. And how do you stop a bully? You hit them in the nose, and you do that one time, and this stuff's gonna decrease exponentially once that happens. But it's gonna take that first brave citizen to do that.
And by hit them in the nose, I mean put a hole in the chest.
Yes.
All right, you're listening to the Clay Edwards Show, joined by Anson B. Walker. When we get back from this break, we're gonna start our weekly Walker Lifestyle segment right here on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Speaking of breaking rules when necessary, my buddy Mike, that listens to this show every day, heard me say that I wanted to put that on a shirt recently. And he reached out to me and said, "Hey, my wife says she is going to make you a shirt with that on it." And fast forward, took about a week, and I am wearing a shirt right now. Anson, check this out. Got the Clay Edwards Show logo. Got the 1776 guns.
Yeah.
On one sleeve, the American flag on the other.
I will be glad to purchase one of those, my friend.
On the back, it's got the breaking rules when necessary. And I will post a picture of this to the Save Jackson Facebook page here at the end of the show. But I just want to give a shout out to Missy and Mike for the shirt, Missy for making it, and Mike for bringing it to me out in Brandon, man. Much love, much respect.
It's a good-looking shirt.
And that's just cool, man. When you got people out there that hear you just say something in a passing thought, and next thing you know, they've taken the initiative to do something cool.
Absolutely.
You know, over the years, you hear about bands that get fan art and this, that, and the other, and this is like the closest thing to anything like that I've ever gotten. So I have gotten some gifts from people. That would be a lie. But it was awesome. Thank you, and I am wearing it today. I'm actually going to go do some labor-intensive work when I leave here, so I brought another shirt with me so I don't ruin this one. But I definitely wanted to wear this one, and I did my Facebook Live with it this morning. So, again, shout-out to them for the shirt. All right, Anson, one of the things that we talked about yesterday, and is you get a lot of guys our age, and we dabbled into this testosterone conversation a little bit the other day, and I got Anson Walker with the WalkerLifestyle.com in studio with me, head trainer over there at Stark Fitness in Gluckstadt. One of the things I talked about was like steroids. Yeah. And the difference in, you know, if I was going to take this steroid, but I decided I wanted to do the legal version, a healthier version, a supplement, or something all natural.
Yeah.
Kind of what would be the yin and the yang to those? Like, if I wanted to, instead of taking testosterone,
right,
what is a natural testosterone or a good supplement that would boost my testosterone?
See, I don't know that there is one that would replace testosterone, but if you get your blood work done with your doctor and you get prescribed testosterone, dude, that's natural. It is, man. Your body, just when we hit 38, 39, 40, and then we quit producing as much as we did in our 20s. And that's the way it is, man. That's part of getting old. But I'm on prescribed testosterone through my doctor, through the VA. And, man, I have never felt better from a physical standpoint. And that's just, you know, we do the blood work every 6 months, Clay. But I've done other stuff like creatine, okay, NO2, nitrous oxide, stuff like that. It works, okay? And again, a lot of this stuff is mental. Like if I do a pre-workout, it's mental. I can feel a little bit of the niacin in there, you know, kind of gives
NO2,
yeah.
the nitrous oxide, mm-hmm. that legitimately works.
Creatine.
Yeah,
and creatine so does also. Creatine. And, dude, but again, you do it like the directions say, but a last resort you should be doing is steroids. And if you want to age your organs by 20 years, I'm talking your liver, I'm talking your kidneys, I'm talking your heart, get on some steroids. And then watch what happens to you. And I'll give you a perfect example. Arnold Schwarzenegger self-admits he was on steroids in his prime when he was competing and winning these Mr. Olympia titles, which I get it. Okay, if you're doing that professionally to place, you got to do that stuff. But he also had quadruple bypass heart surgery about 10 years ago. And he's got the best medical care in the world, so he's lucky he's not dead. Okay, and there's no telling what that's done to his liver and his kidneys over time. And all I'm telling you is this, you don't need that stuff, man. Ain't none of us getting drafted. You know, I'm at Stark Fitness in Gluckstadt, Mississippi, you know, closer to 50 than I am 40. What the hell am I going to do steroids for?
Yeah, I got a dear friend of mine who is, he's in his 60s, and I mean, he's built like a boulder, looks like Bill Goldberg, mm-hmm. Bill wrestler in his prime in the 90s, and mm-hmm. and he's on kidney dialysis now because of it. You know, and he'll be the first to tell you.
There's another local guy. He died last year. I'm not going to say his name, but he was 59, 60, and a heart attack killed him. And he was on them for 30 years. And he told people he was on them. He wasn't hiding it, but he was at the courthouse back in the day, and he was at Gold's Gym. I mean, he's a local guy, Ridgeland, Mississippi, and he's dead, and he's got grandkids, and he's got kids, and he's missing out on life right now, and he would be 60 years old right now.
Yeah, you know, I hear people tell me I'm gonna do a cycle of Tren and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, you're going to. That is going to kill you for some muscle. Don't do it.
Well, I mean,
don't do it.
Yeah. So what's your end game? All right. So if you grow in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and you do the cycle, you don't think you're going to shrink when you get off of it? Because you are.
But here's the problem with that. In my personal experience and seeing people I know, and again, my personal experience, you don't do it. It is very addictive.
Yeah.
You know, are you okay with swelling up and then going backwards?
Right.
Well, I want to get the muscle and I'll burn some fat. I mean, you know, everybody tells themselves the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to swell up and then I'll burn some, then I'll do a cut and I'll burn, you know, get some Winstrol or whatever and I'll burn some fat and this, that, and the other, you know, it's just.
Well, there's a reason it's illegal and because most people can't do it properly. Okay. Let's just leave it at that. And all I'm telling you is this, man, if you get on some protein, you drink a lot more water, you start hitting the gym, you start eating clean, you're going to look phenomenal. You're going to feel phenomenal. And it's that simple. It is. That's not going to change 200 years from now, Clay. You're still going to have to work your ASS off. You're going to have to eat clean, and you're going to need get some protein in your diet, and you need a lot of water. If you'll do that, you'll win.
Look, I'm going to tell you what, man. I tried everything. And I have worn my mistakes on my sleeve on this radio show. And today will be no different.
Right.
I mean, I went through I tried the testosterone. I tried the Winstrol to lose weight. I tried all these things, you know. But you know where I finally saw success from a muscle gaining standpoint was going to the gym every day and just working my butt off.
Absolutely.
And when I finally lost weight, it was doing the carnivore stuff the first half of this year and actually sticking to it and being disciplined.
Yeah.
Lost 50, 60 pounds, you know, just being disciplined.
Dude, here's the other thing. Most people can do it for a week. Most people can't do it for a month. No. Now, if you can do it for
I can't do it for a week right now, that hard.
But Clay, here's the separator. My brother is a perfect example. I'm an example. Dude, we've been doing this for years and years and years. And, dude, it works. And I feel incredible. I feel like I look pretty good, but I feel good. And, dude, I'm doing this. I do it for me. Okay, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, but I do it for me because I'm a better version of myself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually when I'm in shape. I'm a better version of Anson, and that benefits all my loved ones.
Yeah, we just got a text on the Guns and Gear text line. It says, clean diet, capital letters.
Yeah.
And low-dose testosterone therapy, just as you mentioned,
yes.
will outperform a full-blown steroid cycle with semi-clean diet every day of the week.
It will. And who is that, by the way? Can we say it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But dude, I'd love for you to identify yourself because I agree with you 100%. And I'm telling y'all, guys, hard work, okay? Then you gotta eat clean. You gotta get some water in there, a lot of water, and then you gotta rest, especially when you're over 40. And if you can recuperate now, see, I don't recover as quickly as I did in my 20s and 30s, but I'm a lot smarter, and so I feel like I look as good symmetrically as I did in my 20s,
sure.
just because I'm smarter. So
yeah, look. And one of the reasons I wanted to discuss this because I think it's important to you know, if you're thinking about doing that, get with somebody, get with Anson.
Yeah.
You know, and don't. I'm not saying get with Anson to learn how to do that. Don't do it. Get with a professional like Anson who can help you, give you a cheat code for it with your diet and the proper technique in the gym and all these things. And people will think you're on steroids.
Yeah. I'll never, ever condone steroids. I understand it. Yeah. Dude, and look, if I had I'm playing for a draft position. You know, I'm 22, 23 years old. I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it, Clay. I'm not going to do that. But – dude, I'm 47, man. Those days are over, brother. The Cowboys aren't drafting me.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you even thinking about if you're a father or you're a husband or you got kids? I mean, what are you even? How do you put that in your body? Yeah. I mean, I don't understand it.
You know, I'm gonna tell you. Even if you don't want to talk to somebody who can help you do it the legitimate, clean way, go talk to some of these old timers who are on kidney dialysis
That's
and
right.
stuff now.
That's
you
right.
know, you know, you don't see a lot of old timers at the gym.
No.
You know, in their 60s, looking like bodybuilders, there's a reason. They don't make it. I mean, there's been a huge rash of bodybuilder deaths in the last couple of years.
Remember the 80s professional wrestling stars, the Von Erichs? Yeah, they're all dead.
Absolutely.
They're all dead.
And it was steroid brain damage.
Even at Stark, dude, we've got several guys in their 50s, 60s, and a few in their 70s, and they're up there every day. And it's awesome, dude. They look incredible, and they don't look 65. They look 48.
Yeah.
I mean, and I see it every day, so it's doable.
But they don't look like they're carrying an extra 100 pounds of muscle.
No, absolutely not. No.
You know, and that's the key.
Yeah.
All right, Anson, so what you got over there, man? You want me to read us something
yeah,
today?
Yeah, how many minutes I got on this segment?
Man, you know, three on this
okay,
one.
Okay, let's do this real quick. So dealing with adversity, okay? I got four items here. So adversity is a valuable part of life, and I used not to believe that. But, y'all, adversity, overcoming problems in your life, it builds character, okay? That's how you grow as a person. Number two, accept responsibility for your contribution to the situation. All right, so let me give you an example. When I was embezzling money, whose fault was that? Whose
Yours.
Fault I spent 31 days in jail?
Anson
Walker, period. There's nobody else. When I had an accident, I fell 30 feet upside down, broke my back, broke my ribs, broke my tailbone. Whose fault was that? Anson's, because I got in the stand. Now, it was defective strap buckle. That was bad luck. But it's my fault. It's my responsibility because I'm the one who got 30 feet above the ground. Okay? That's my responsibility. No one else's. 3, closely examine the adversity you encounter and learn from it. Y'all, I like it in a sick kind of way. I like it when I make mistakes in life because I learn from them. I'm not talking about illegal. I'm not talking about hurting somebody. I'm not talking about stealing. I'm talking about making honest mistakes. That's how I learn in life. That's how I learn. That's how I build my business better. And then the 4th one, seek insights from other people. I had a really good visit the other day. D.R. Bozeman, Shannon Bozeman, Fluvin Floor here. Everybody knows who that is. They came to my wedding, and he gave me my wedding gift the other day. And it was gave me some steaks, some tamales, a couple awesome T-shirts when the farm was, it looks like a athletic shirt. Their farm was founded in 1968, Bozeman Farms. It's awesome. They gave Tiffany a shirt as well. One of the best wedding presents I ever got. But I got to sit there and rub elbows with somebody who has forgotten more than I know in life. And that was awesome. And we spent about an hour. And DR, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We ate those steaks this past weekend. It was incredible. And that's what you got to do. You got to rub elbows with people that will bring you up. And I try to surround myself with people better than me so that it's going to bring my game up. So those are just 4 things on my mind. Y'all, simply put, our time here on earth is short. And we have to honor our bodies, our minds, and each other before we die. We do that. We got to live a healthy lifestyle. You got to eat clean, exercise. Eating clean and exercise is the highest form of self-respect that you can give yourself.
Well, if you're hanging out with those people to bring yourself up, I have just tied a boat anchor around you. Let me bring you back down. Even though we're on the second story here, let me bring you back down.
No.
DR is great people, man. I got to meet him at your wedding and stuff with Tim and them.
Well, he teaches Sunday school with one of my other really good friends, David Cuevas, and we were talking about DR this morning in the men's group working out. And it's just such a small world, man. You're one or two people away from knowing everybody in the state of Mississippi. And that's what I try to do, Clay. I'm trying to be the best version of Anson. I want to be better today than I was yesterday. And that's how you do it.
Amen, brother. All right, let's take our last break, come back, land this plane for the day. We're joined by Anson Walker with thewalkerlifestyle.com and Start Fitness right here on The Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Anson, we got about a minute and a half. Take us home.
Yeah. So let me tell this. Me and my boy Ross Jensen, he's my website builder. Ross is an incredible computer guy. He's it's not engineering degree. Is it computer science engineering? Whatever that degree is, Ross has it. Anyway, Ross Jensen. But we're talking today. So he's going to have the Walker Lifestyle app will be complete Monday, worst case Tuesday. And that's going to be a big deal for us. And we're doing a promotional video for that. We shot it Tuesday. We're going to finish up shooting Monday. We're going to get all that out there. But we got a lot of new material we're going to add to the Walker Lifestyle app. I'm excited about that, Clay, because literally you can touch a button on your iPhone at the gym and you can get any one of my 40 or 50 workouts that I've got on there already. And I've got nutrition tips on there. I've got exercise tips on there, abs, lower back, core stuff that and you know, most people don't have this online. You see a chest workout or you see a leg workout, but y'all, especially in our 40s, our core is our most important asset. Our balance is our most important asset, especially getting into our 50s. And so all that is on the Walker Lifestyle app. So anyway, I just want to thank Ross Jensen for that. And if you're looking to build a website for your business, get in touch with me. I'll have Ross build it for you. Ross is incredible at what he does. I love my website. I love it. And I just want to thank him, thank his wife, Rachel, for allowing me to work with them. And
we're out of time, brother.
Excited about that.
Stay safe.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as The Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.